You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
I'm full of juice.
Yeah, and we're blaming the juice for today's performance.
I was
for sure.
Poor. I actually think that was my shittest show so far.
Are we serious?
Yep, I'm saying that.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know what my favourite moment was. It was the dramatic pause between our chat with our amazing featured artist that was up there. There was also a live read in the midst of the show that had to take a couple of attempts. You were on fire.
2 out of 10 for me today.
There was a point where I think, KP, we didn't realise that we were coming back from a song and you were a bit flustered.
But if I was a 2, I reckon you were a 1.5.
Look, just because I was 10 minutes late to the show does not mean...
I was trying to come out of 2 songs, first you basically broke the phone, and then the other one you were in
that was quite funny.
A fit of uncontrollable
Hang
laughter.
On. No, you're forgetting the main one when we were in the middle of an interview with our microphones on and Jack just started talking.
Look.
Well, there was that too.
There was that. Look, I'm still learning. It's been 6 years, still learning.
How to be a pro 101, not.
You're lucky that we don't have the 3 strikes, you're out rule here.
Thank
or maybe
goodness
we
for
do.
That.
Well, even if we did have, he's already well and truly exceeded that. Remember the time he farted in the studio?
Excuse me?
No, he did. He let gas
off. That was
off.
Quite funny.
No, it wasn't. It was disgusting. Mm. You are filthy.
Mm-hmm. Why did you feel the need to bring that back up?
Can we just talk
that
about
you
the fact...
farted?
Mm.
Because I'm trying to bring up the fact that if there was a 3-strike rule, you've exceeded that well and truly.
Carl Bianco, we started the show with our mailbag segment today.
Mm. Yep.
And you were the one that put it on me as a reminder that we've got little ears.
Your little ears to the live show, not necessarily to the podcast.
I just want
to
bring some class to
this podcast.
I don't
think I said anything untoward on the show today.
Yeah, but you
not
are
on the show,
podcast.
But on the podcast you have.
And I just feel like we can be better than this, you know?
Well, the kids aren't going to be... Well, if you are a kid and you're listening, I'm not sorry.
I am.
Thank you for
How
listening.
Rude.
And this is what you end up sounding like, really, when you become late 20s.
Speak for yourself.
See, I'm losing myself again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I lost myself today really bad. I think it's the juice. The juice is not working wonders, so I think I have to consider revising.
Okay, and go back to English muffins?
It's a sensitive topic. Mm. I do like an English muffin.
Now, we cover a lot of ground on the show today. Obviously, we had not one but 2 featured artists,
the
which was
only
amazing.
Professional in our group. She's steering us back on track. Please continue,
my
KP.
My back hurts from carrying this podcast.
My back hurts too. I don't think I'm feeling very straight.
Aww.
I feel crooked.
Good for you. Live your best life.
Okay.
Okay, and with that?
I don't think I can say anything else.
No, I think we're done here. Have a good podcast. Enjoy. We'll see you next week.
When did Jack host this show?
He did the last 2 years. He co-hosted without co-hosting.
No, I hosted the show and Catherine co-hosted. So
Catherine always does the heavy
lifting. Jack, you're fired. That's it. That's the final straw. Get him out. And on the way out, can you go get my toastie? It's available at the cafe across the road.
I did a really nice thing for you today as well.
Did you? Oh, for Catherine, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll let people listen to that because that was actually a beautiful moment of friendship.
I'm still pissed off.
Jack, take note.
No, I'm still pissed off.
No.
Fuck you, Ticker Tech. Oh.
Guys, my toastie's ready. Got to fly. Bye.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Happy Monday to you. The 19th of Feb for 2024. Carl and Catherine here with you. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Very, very well. Ready to kick off a brand new week. And
that's
why
good.
Better than being here with you?
Why better?
Why better?
What
why not?
Better?
What? I don't know what I'm saying. It's early, guys. Hope you're all well. Let's hope I learn English before 9 o'clock.
Are you okay?
I don't know, to
Are
be honest.
Sure?
I've told you, waking up at this time, I think I must be in a deep sleep and it takes me a while to sort of switch back on. I was meant to get up earlier. I did not. That's okay.
I'll give you some time to wake up.
Thank you.
Because you've got mail coming up.
Oh, gosh.
I've got some mail.
Do
I've got
you?
Plenty of mail this
Fan
week.
Mail?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Oh, that's all right. Mary, we want to say goodnight to you.
But it's morning. 7:05.
Wow, that was so cool, man.
Harry
so
Styles,
cool.
As
I'm going
it was.
Home.
Thanks, you should. I can handle this the next 2 hours.
Go on then.
I will.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
Yeah, we've got mail. It's what we do at this time every Monday. Just a bit of feedback from the last week.
We love feedback, particularly good feedback.
Well, I will start with good feedback.
Oh, no. Is this going to be like a compliment sandwich situation? Because I hate that. I don't respond well to that.
I just want to let you know, we need to be extra cautious from now on. We've got children under 5 listening to us.
Uh-oh.
Every Monday morning.
Oh,
so
no.
From now on, I can't talk about how my legs go numb on a certain place.
That was one of the worst segments I've ever heard on radio. Yes, okay. Well, that should have been a given anyway.
Well, it happened in the first hour, okay? I didn't leave it for the second hour for obvious reasons. Get the worst stuff out in the first hour. That's not the case, actually. We've got our featured artists in the first hour always. So just a bit of feedback there from Ali. All of her can listen on a Monday morning through the app.
Can I ask what the under fives think of the show? Do we know?
Well, they love me, so naturally I figured they'd love us.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know. But good morning if you happen to be listening. That's a fine.
I'm sorry.
First fine of the year. Thank you very much.
You know who it is, though? It's our trusty producer running a little bit late.
Ah, of course.
But he's getting coffee, so
and
it's
he's
okay.
Blaming rideshare again, isn't he? Oh, sorry, guys. Running a bit late. I just couldn't get into it. No. Feedback is you need to be here by 6:55.
Oh, okay. Tables have turned.
He won't be hearing this right now. And if he is hearing this right now, he's going to know what to expect when he comes and eventually sits down. But I don't think I'll let him in the studio for the first hour.
Oh, okay.
He can be relegated to our orange space in these studios.
Fair enough. So we had good feedback just then.
Have you got some?
You've given feedback to Jack.
I've got more feedback, but you
go. All right,
go.
I know, please.
You hit
please,
me first.
Please,
No, please.
It's
good to have a flow-on effect. So no, I start, you go next.
No, please.
I'm sick of myself talking. You go.
Okay. I have a little bit of feedback from a friend of mine who wishes to remain anonymous.
Oh, we love anonymous people.
Anonymous.
Yeah.
They did say, though, that our podcast intros are loose, they're wild, and they're unpredictable.
I have also had that feedback. Because one person who is not here decides to swear. Yes. And we are not allowed to swear here.
Well, particularly now that we know we've got little ears listening.
And
good morning,
I learned that the hard way as well once. Mm. When we last did breakfast radio.
Yes.
I accidentally forgot to turn my microphone off.
Yes.
And there was a word that probably shouldn't have come out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good laugh at the time.
Yes.
And it was completely unintentional too.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes you push something and you think, yep, I've followed through, but I haven't quite followed through?
I feel like this is going back to the whole legs going numb sort of situation.
No. I mean like buttons, you know, you push buttons, you push them, you think hard. And, yeah.
Yes.
You think you've pushed and you haven't pushed.
Mm. Fabulous. And one last piece of feedback before we wrap up. The mailbox is heaving today.
Oh, it is.
All right, what else have you got?
Oh, is it mine now?
Yes.
Again? You finish yours?
That's typically when I say one last piece of feedback. I'm handballing it over to you.
Okay. Dear Carl, can you please make sure that you put your 32-kilo dumbbells and also your 20-kilo... No, kettlebells. 32-kilo kettlebells and 20-kilo dumbbell away after you do your circuit on a Monday morning. Kind regards. Paul and Kip. Okay, noted. I have forgotten to put them away again, and I have the photo evidence that I forgot to put them away.
Paul and Kip, I can't tell you how many times I've had to say the same thing here. He just doesn't stop.
Mm.
Put those dumbbells away. Please.
In fact, I like to leave you here a lot too, just because you like to take in the atmosphere.
Well, I can tell you what. There's one place I'll never go, and it's the gym.
Yeah, well, you're more than welcome to come down to mine. If you want to come with me at 5 o'clock on a Monday morning and get your day started that way, and then enjoy a juice...
Can I offer you some feedback?
What's that?
Hard, hard no.
Why not? This is talking about not pressing buttons. I didn't press that. This is Teddy Swims.
More feedback.
Lose control.
Push the button, Otis. Something's got a hold on me lately.
7:15 on the Sounds of the Bass on 88.3 Southern FM. What are you laughing about? You've just rocked up.
Hey, look who it is.
Why are you laughing?
No, I'm just laughing because Catherine was not ready to come back on air. It's like, oh.
No, she was ready.
I was too busy vibing, and then all of a sudden the song, there's no gradual fade on that track, hey?
No, I don't like gradual fades.
No.
Let it be known.
No, we know, trust me, we know.
What do you mean you know?
It just, anyway.
Anyway, that's what you just said. I've been doing a lot of, adapting a lot of changes in my life lately.
Changes, yes.
Thanks, Bowie. I think he did it better, quite frankly. Have you ever had juices in the morning?
Love a juice.
Instead of
love
having
a juice.
Like physical breakfast, liquid breakfast?
I'm about to order one because I forgot breakfast this morning. I'm so excited. There is something about, particularly when you make it yourself, DIY, fabulous.
I had no idea, though, that you could make juices out of vegetables.
What?
As in, don't use any fruit, just use vegetables.
I genuinely think sometimes you're an alien and you're from Mars and you pop in every once in a while. What do you mean?
Just because I wear glasses. That's a bit harsh.
I have absolutely seen you drink one of those V8 juices before, and that's a combo of the both of them.
Have I drank one of those before?
Absolutely.
In front of you?
Yes.
When?
Years ago, when you started your health kick.
No, that was different.
There's veggies in that juice, and they make it so clear because on the label it says fruit and vegetable.
Yeah, but I'm talking just vegetable juice. No fruit.
What have you got in there?
Celery.
Yeah, great.
Carrot.
Yeah.
Ginger. That's it.
Oh. Do you not have any lemon or anything?
No. Nah.
Does it taste a bit aggressive?
No.
Really?
No. So last week I was consulting with my personal trainer,
yes,
who also occasionally gives me nutritional advice, mm-hmm, or guidance to, you know, really ramp up the next phase,
yes,
the next episode. And he was like, well, do you know what's good for you? Having juice instead of having a physical breakfast.
Yes.
Anyway, I love juice at the best of times. You know, get a tropical, get a guava, a bit of passion fruit, a bit of pineapple, a bit of apple. Growing up, I lived off cranberry. Where's the cranberry, Granny? Remember that ad?
No.
I used to love cranberry juice. I think that's why I grew so big, because I drank cranberry juice on the daily. And
cranberry juice is so bad for you.
You tell me now. That might be why I was a fat kid. And it continued through a lot of my life. Anyway, I love juice. And my personal trainer said to me last week, I think you should start having juices. I'm like, yeah, but I already have juice with my breakfast. And he's like, no.
No, that's bad juice.
That juice is not the kind of juice where you need proper stuff, mm-hmm, like stuff that's good for you,
yes,
that after you train hard will rejuvenate you. Will make you feel better, get your day really kick-started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so what do you suggest? He's like, well, have vegetables. Don't have any fruit.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, how about this one from this place? Yeah, that looks good. Just get rid of the orange. All right, cool. I'll get it. So I ordered it, went and got one for me, got one for him as well. They didn't put ice in it. So that was disappointing. But the combination was good. Celery, ginger, carrot.
Ugh.
I tasted it, I'm like, I have smelt this combination before.
Smelt?
Yeah. I've smelt it before. You know, potent smells? It was a very potent, strong smell.
Strong scent warning.
Yes, exactly. Strong scent warning. Add that one to the collection.
Thank you.
But I started drinking. I'm like, you know what? After a workout, this is really good.
Ew.
So now my life revolves around juice. And I'm changing. That's one of my many changes in life.
I like it. No, juices are good. I feel like the only thing is when you're making them yourself and you live in a house with other people, you must be organized and do it the day before.
Well, that's what I did last night. See, we got the old juicer out that had been in the household
for
25.
Oh, you're a juicer. You're not like a blender. You're a juicer.
No, we have a blender.
However,
we also have a juicer.
Oh.
And I knew we had this juicer because I'm pretty sure growing up, my mother and my father made juices to this same caliber. I know I definitely had celery. Because that's, I think, the strongest part of it.
No, the ginger.
No.
Oh, ginger is foul.
The ginger's what makes it.
Ugh. The only ginger I will have is in gingerbread. Oh, I hate ginger with a passion.
Ginger, it adds to the juice. It's
The
highlight for me. When I'm necking it, it's the ginger that goes down the best, I reckon.
Well, if anyone has any suggestions for Bianco of combos, 0404 000 736, I'm happy for you, my friend.
Have you got a good veggie juice combo?
Yeah.
I want to know, because I'm going to get sick of ginger, carrot and celery.
Oh, very quickly.
I hate celery.
Like, as in, I think tomorrow.
I hate it with a passion, celery. I like other kinds of celery, not that kind of celery.
I've got a friend, shout out Tiffany, who used to in high school get celery, and normally the combo is peanut butter, celery and Vegemite. Disgusting.
No! Peanut butter, that's disgusting.
Anyway, that's another story for another day.
Who'd want to eat peanut butter? It's Carl Catherine with you. Let us know, though, your juice combos. Do you have a veggie combo that you can let me know about? Because I'm going to get sick of the ginger, the celery and the carrot.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Benson.
Jack.
You're having a mare today. Every time I try to come back from a song, last time he had uncontrollable laughter, then he has just pulled the phone off its hinges in here.
Yeah, Jack, we need that for our guest later.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is your fault.
If we have no interviews, Jack is going to pose as both of our musical guests today.
I wouldn't be able to live up to their standards, believe me.
You're not living up to any standards, quite frankly, so far.
I gave you coffee.
Hey, guys, speaking of standards, we need to talk about the teenager working in the car wash that's gone viral. Have you guys seen this?
Sorry?
Thing? Oh, this is my favourite story. I need to hear from people. 0404 000736. If you've ever had a customer-facing job, I need to know when you've gotten back at a customer.
I got sacked from one.
You did, but we'll get to that. Because this teenager is my personal hero. She's cool. She's calm. She's collected. And she got revenge, and good on her. Now, this video has surfaced from the car wash itself, the CCTV, and they were making a point about why customers are just the worst. So, young girl standing in the car wash, hosing down this white four-wheel drive, right? Doing an amazing job. And this shows where we are at as a society at the moment. This grown adult winds down their window with a cup of water or some sort of substance and just yeets it out the passenger side and onto the teenager. Now, this is like, I'm thinking about when I was 16, I would have been so upset by that. I wouldn't know how to engage. This teenager left a beat, got the hose, shoved it into the car, literally gave this man a spray, and then the inside of the whole car, and then afterwards just went back to cleaning the back of their car like nothing had happened. The greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I need to hear from people who have had a terrible experience in customer service where you are the worker, and when did you get back at them? Because, it's made my heart sing.
Mm. Has it happened to you? You did work in a shoe store
yes.
for a long time.
Yes. I had so many incidences in those little areas. Like, I mean, there would be, like, I wasn't the greatest. We're actually going to get into that a little bit later. I made an appearance at that shoe store yesterday.
Ah.
But I used to, put the door down too early. If people wanted to talk to the manager, like, I'd say, I'm the only one here. And you'd have these back and forths. But I'd never got to the extent of this teenager. They're a personal hero of mine. Incredible.
And what's been the feedback since? Are they still employed at this car
Absolutely.
Wash?
Absolutely. So Basically, online, the internet has just jumped onto this, and they're saying, well, this just says everything about society, that an adult thinks it's funny to do this to a young kid, and then the young kid has just gone, well, I've got the hose. See ya.
But, you know, the old saying, too. Wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, no. I genuinely think in this situation, this person should get a raise. They should get promoted. And the person that threw said liquid at the teenager should be banned for life from that place.
And that's what happens when you're...
I knew you would do that.
I had to. Sorry. It was there.
Not even the Christina Aguilera one either.
No.
Disappointing.
Rolls Royce, come on. Gonna be iconic or no conic.
Oh my gosh.
Whew.
Speaking of cool, calm and collected, let's go to a song.
That was as good as when I worked at a fish and chip shop.
For how many days?
One.
Why'd you get fired?
Because I couldn't work Good Friday. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM. Gonna go into a real hard-hitting question here, Kapow.
Oh gosh, here we go.
Who sends a message after a first date?
Oh! I like this question.
Who does it? Generally speaking, the person who organised the date or the person who came to the date?
Look, I mean, I don't think there's a real rule of thumb with this one.
Is there a rule?
Well, typically the new rule in this day and age, no matter who you're dating, is the person that organises the date's the one that should pay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But there isn't really a rule per se when it comes to who messages first.
I don't think that happens as often anymore. I don't think the person who organises it pays for it as much anymore.
Well, it's more... That's normally the easiest way to go about it.
I agree.
I am a big fan of splitting.
Yeah.
But the general rule of thumb is if you organise the date, then you are the one that pays. But yeah, when it comes to messaging, I'm interested to know this too, because it's not just the who messages, but it's how long between dates do you message.
How many messages do you think is an acceptable amount of messages?
Wait, what? Who are you stalking?
Wow. You're assuming it's me.
Well, it just seems like a bit of a asking for a friend here, but you've got your notebook and your pen out right now.
Yes, it's I will get my, I can show you my pen if you like.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, here's my pen.
He's got a stylus in now, his phone. What a nerd.
Now, tell me, how many times do you reckon is an acceptable amount of times?
Wait, what are you talking about?
To text off the back of a first date. If you don't get a response or you do get a response.
Well, no. The rule is if you get a message and they don't reply, see ya, buddy. You're out.
Okay, so you're telling me that sending 159,000 text messages off the back of a first date isn't okay?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
What about 65,000 only to be revised to 159,000?
Yeah.
No?
Denied.
Oh, okay. Well, a woman overseas in the US has done just that. Oh. She went on one text and then decided to stalk the man and text him 150.
She went on one date.
One date,
she
sorry.
She went on one text.
Not one text. That would be...
She went on one text.
She sent one text. And thought it was one date, then sent 159,487 texts. No, 159,000 texts after one date.
Oh, that's too much.
The man clearly said no,
no.
After that. She also broke into his house.
Girl got some stuff going on, hey?
Can I just say that I would never do that? Never break into somebody's house.
Oh, that's good.
I did have a dream that someone broke into my house, though, recently. I've been having some really bad dreams.
Well, considering it's happening in the area, you would be the, like, I'm not encouraging this by any means, but my gosh, I'd love to know how you'd react.
I had a dream I knew the person, too.
Oh, that's all right.
The dream was that someone broke into the house that I live in at present, and then I had my... This is how stupid dreams are. I had my phone out, zooming in with the camera, being like, I know who this, I'm getting it. And then I ran to my front yard, I'm like telling them to get away, and then taking a photo, a close-up of the person who's robbing my house. And then I look at the picture as I've just taken them, I'm like, that's such and such. I went to school with that person. And then off the back of that, I've then gone to check my phone to show police the images of the photos I've taken, and there's no photos.
But you know what? I love that you're acting like that's hilarious and, you know, what a funny dream. That is exactly what you would do in that situation.
Well,
get on the, like, someone's got, like, the Pink Panthers in your house, a bit of dun-dun, dun-dun, and you're looking at your security cameras.
No, but not even security cameras. I'm looking at my phone because I've come home to the scene of someone robbing the house.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking photos of it.
Yeah, the Pink Panthers roaming around and you're like, hang on, I've got a good angle on him. That is so you, honestly.
Anyway, 0404 000 736, Monday Breakfast Radio at gmail.com or on the socials at Carl and Catherine at Southern_FM. Do you text after a first date? Is it okay to text after a first date?
Well,
how long do you leave it? Well, have you had a dream about being robbed?
I think.
Is it a sign of something?
I think it is. We should get a dream expert on one day.
I think I'm going nuts. That's the sign.
I also think you're going nuts. I blame the ginger.
I'm losing my senses. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning here on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM. Now, one of the regular things we do on Monday Breakfast here on 88.3 is have a featured artist. And it's following on from what you guys did in the 2 years that I took a leave of absence.
Correct.
Didn't take part in the program, which was a totally different program.
Yeah, it definitely was. And I'm so excited because one of those featured artists from that 2 year journey that we had is back on the line today. Brand new song. It is fabulous.
Yeah, Sophia Petro joins us this morning and she's got a new song called Exit Plan. Of course, last year she brought us the single Leave, or brought you to the single Leave. I wasn't there for it. I was on a kind of leave. And this year she's back with a new single called Exit Plan and she joins us as our featured artist this morning. Good morning to you, Sophia. Thanks for jumping on the line.
Hey, Sophia.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is so lovely to catch up again. Tell us everything about this new track of yours.
Okay, well, it's a lot happier than the last one. When I bought you Leave, it was kind of a harrowing song. This one is like a very up vibe, kind of beginning of new love, budding love, romance song about that feeling when you're like, starting a relationship with someone and you're not sure if it's going to be like something great or something that's going to, you know, result in you crying for years on end in the future. So it's kind of that moment of uncertainty but excitement, and that's what I wrote it about.
Oh, it's a great concept. It dropped on Thursday. How's it been received so far?
Really good. I was, yeah, beyond happy, to be honest. The best, you know, like, I guess, reception a song has had since, you know, I started releasing last year. So everyone's loving this one, which makes me so happy because it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Taylor Swift has been in the country touring, and I've heard on the grapevine that you are somewhat inspired by it, Taylor. And do you feel like this is a very similar to her kind of music?
I am very inspired by Taylor. If my voice sounds croaky, it's because I went to the Eras Tour twice.
Oh, my gosh.
I went last night, so I'm exhausted and my voice sounds like this. But I definitely draw a lot of inspiration from her. I think she's, like, you know, an amazing lyricist and performer and just artist in general. So I always, like, I feel like she's kind of embedded in what I do because I've been listening to her since I was, you know, 12. So it's been a while.
I love that. And you can definitely hear those little pops of Tay-Tay in your music. Now, you released your debut EP last year. Can you tell me, looking back now, so that was 2023, what have you learned from that experience and how has your sound changed since?
I think, like, you know, it's, yeah, that was my first, you know, year of releasing and making music, and I love everything I made, but I think I lacked a lot of confidence, especially in my vocals and my delivery, and, like, I wasn't really sure about what direction I wanted to go in, and I love what the result was. Like, I love that EP, but I think now I just have a clearer vision. I'm more confident in the studio. I have more ideas. I'm like, let's do this, let's do that. I'm not, like, just following along, you know, and relying on my producer as much. So that feels really good.
For sure. And 2024, what can we expect other than the new single? Have you got an album coming for us later in the year or in the works?
I'm not sure about an album. I would love to do one, but this year I'm going to be doing a lot of releasing. I'm not sure if it's going to turn into a full body of work at the end of the year, but definitely a lot of singles to look forward to that are already underway and pretty much done, which is very exciting.
Oh, that's what we'd like to hear. Well, Sophia, it's been lovely catching up with you again, and all the best for 2024. Before we spin this new song of yours, where can we find you on the socials?
I'm Sophia Petro on everything. Maybe an underscore at the end sometimes, but apart from that, it's just Sophia Petro.
Awesome stuff. Well, please do us the honours and introduce Exit Plan for us.
Thank you so much for having me. And this is Exit Plan. I'm Sophia Petro, and you're listening to Southern FM.
I want to hear from people, 0404 000 736. Who have you met on a night out?
Plenty.
Now, I caught up with some of the high school girls on Saturday night.
That always ends well.
Well, this is the thing, okay? So it was for, there's three of us in the group, all February babies.
I thought you were wearing a ring. Oh, no.
Wouldn't that be a development?
That would be a massive development.
So I'm the 10th, my friend Tiff is the 11th. And on the 20th, my friend Sahani is born. So we always have, like, a Feb girls little catch-up situation, right?
That doesn't sound fun.
But this year's one was doomed because in a storm of people getting Taylor Swift tickets last minute, a surprise birthday for Sahani, what normally is a big group ended up just being three of us. So it was two of the birthday girls, myself included, and our friend Sky. So we had a whole night of just saying we love our friend. We've got only one friend. They've shown up. So we did a lot of that. Like, you know, we organized a birthday party. Nobody came. All that sort of fun stuff just to muck around. Anyway, we decided, we changed our plans, ended up just staying local in the Bayside for the night. And we had some drinks, had some food. And the establishment we were at was wrapping up for the night. And we looked and we're like, it's 11 o'clock. The night is still young, but where can we go? All of a sudden, the table across from us, two girls, heard what we were saying and were like, we also want to kick on. Where do we go? Now, one of my friends was particularly enthusiastic, and there is a venue down on Beach Road. We were on the main shopping strip that normally do music and have, like, a bit of a club going on. So my friend decided to run down there and suss it out. So she's gone. This table behind us is now invested because they're like, well, there's some serious investigative journalism happening right now.
Ran down to Beach Road.
Yep.
From what road?
Well, I can't give it away. It was like two streets. Oh, anyway, okay. She was not enthusiastic. We advised not, but she said, I wore runners for a reason. Off she went. Came back and she's like, it's closed, but there was a place across the way. So us, being a little trio, joined forces with the duo across the way, became a super group. And we hung out for the rest of the night. We got to learn their whole life stories. We were giving each other dating advice, career advice. And then when you didn't think it was good enough, we were figuring out how we're all getting home. One of these girls said, oh, I live in blah. And then my friend goes, you're kidding. I also live in blah. Where do you live? Two doors down.
Wow.
Neighbors. They went home together, not in that way, but they drove home and then dropped off.
Lovely.
And now I think we've just, it's like that moment in The Hangover. Did we just become, stepbrothers, did we just become best friends? We got a whole new group going on now.
Just formed a super group.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the same thing happened for the Spice Girls.
I remember one night when we were all out together and...
Wait, we?
Yeah, it was all of us and a few others.
I thought I had limitations on that.
No, this was a while back, okay. Which is when we probably didn't have as many limitations. And I also don't drink these kind of beverages anymore.
Okay, yep.
Anyway, we were out and somehow or another there was this random person and I started engaging in conversation. He was talking about like war stories and stuff.
Oh my gosh, don't talk about that night.
I still am perplexed as to whether this person was being legit or not with what they were saying. I don't know. I remember hugging him. I think I'm a serial hugger when I've had a few. So if you want a hug from me.
But the funny thing is with that, and again, drink responsibly, only half the group remember this.
Maybe I was hugging space. There's every chance.
I still think you were hugging a pillar.
Well,
in the
I think
bar.
You remember it, Missin. Don't you? You remember this person?
Yes.
Thank you.
You were still hugging a pillar in the bar.
I was what?
You were hugging a pillar in the bar.
A pillow in the bar?
Pillar.
Was I actually?
Yes.
It wasn't a real person?
No.
What?
Yeah, no, I think...
I didn't hug...
KP?
So you're telling me I didn't actually hug someone?
I don't think so.
No, come on. I did, didn't I?
Hey, I have no recollection of this. So...
Neither do I. So, you know... It's
okay,
just...
so my thoughts hold up
well,
then.
Well, this escalated. I want to know when you made new friends, whether it be structurally or physically. give us a text, 0404 000 736. There's no shame in making friends with bricks.
Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastin. You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is a bigger morning to you, Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you for this 19th of Feb. And I tell you what, we're only just getting started this morning. Isn't that right, Bianco?
I got a surprise for you.
This makes me so nervous because the last time you did this, the last time you did it, you quit the show live on air. And the time before that, it was Glenn Robbins in studio.
Well.
Is he here again?
I can't say.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Jack, do you know about this?
I've got no idea.
Oh, that makes me even more nervous.
Although, I do have a surprise for you, but I may...
What?
You have a surprise as well?
Well,
Are you quitting? Have you got Glenn Robbins in here?
No, but it's dependent on you, Bianca, but we'll talk about it.
Oh, that's not sounding good at all. This is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's Karma.
Oh.
Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM. I did say before I played the song... Got a bit of a surprise, but I've got to build up to the surprise.
Why? Is it Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh.
I'm afraid. Although, Jack, can you go out the front door for a minute?
Can
say that again?
What?
Can do.
Just go out the front door for
What's
a minute.
Happening?
Go out the front door for a minute.
Can we talk about the fact really quickly that Taylor Swift's posted this morning thanking Melbourne?
So anyway, so Friday afternoon, there's a certain media personality that decided to post something online saying release of tickets coming out.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I'm at Southie and I thought, bugger it. I'm going to try my luck.
Mm-hmm.
Try my luck.
Because you're not a real Swiftie.
I don't dislike Taylor.
No.
But with all the hype, I'm like, I'm a convert.
Yep.
If I can get tickets,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go.
Yep.
Jumped on the site. I got through.
See, this is unheard of. I have tried, with the exception of the first drop of tickets... I tried every single one and I couldn't even get through to that option. So that is an achievement in itself.
I got through and I thought, look, if I can get two tickets,
mm-hmm.
I'll be happy.
Yep.
I got two tickets.
For what night?
last night.
Oh.
I got two tickets.
Yep.
I'm like, great, I've got two tickets. Mm-hmm. They're a reasonable price. I'm very happy with this.
Yep.
And I'm going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the payment process.
Yep.
I'm at the payment process. Mm-hmm. My card has just been accepted.
Yep.
It's about to be processed.
Mm-hmm.
As it's about to go through to the processing process, the site has lapsed.
Oh, yeah, see, that's even worse than not getting in. I am so sorry.
The site has lapsed. Do you know what the disappointing part was?
What?
I had it in mind that if I had a tickets,
no.
I was going to take you.
No!
Yep. I thought...
That's true friendship, guys.
If I got a ticket, I was going to take you because I knew how much you wanted to go.
Oh, Bianco.
And I was livid afterwards. I'm like, I had two tickets.
Yep.
You know, and they would have been great to go to this event of the year.
I think even more so, because what people are forgetting with this is, yes, it was huge for Taylor Swift to be here, but it was huge for her career. That was the biggest show she's ever played. 96,000 people.
I had two tickets.
Can I just say something, though?
Tickets.
Just a little quietly.
Two tickets.
There's so much space on that ground that could have been filled with more seats. Have you seen the footage of that concert?
Yeah. Anyway, occupational health and safety.
It's Taylor Swift.
Have
Let
to
us
be cautious.
Slide.
No. No slides for nobody.
Well, I was kicking myself because I was watching a video last night of one of the MCG employees. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, security guard?
Yes. Yeah. And it occurred to me afterwards, hang on a second, my brother had a job at the MCG.
Yeah.
I really should have just worn his top and seen if I could have gotten in.
I don't think
anyway,
it would work. I'm sorry, because you have to go through the service entry if you're working the event.
Hey,
I've
Taylor.
Been through a service entry.
We just heard from Taylor Swift, karma.
But, you know, I did say I've got a surprise.
Oh, gosh. Is it Taylor Swift?
No. Now, Jack, you can come back in now. I'm sorry. I sent you out there because I wanted to really build up the suspense.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing out the door. I'm sorry.
Is it Jack the surprise? Is it Jack being in a good mood? Because that is a surprise.
He finally showed up eventually.
Yep.
So that in itself was a surprise, actually. No, I do have a surprise for you. And I'm just going to reach into my pocket right now. I knew that... I knew that we couldn't get Taylor in person, so I thought I'd get you the next best thing. And this is just for you because I know that it's been in your wildest dreams to have something Taylor related. And, well, this is something.
It is the saddest looking poster I've
It's actually
ever
really...
Seen.
No. It's a limited edition poster.
Why was it in...
It's really good. It's really colourful. And
why was it in your pocket?
Well, because I forgot that it was
now
in my car.
It's going to have to get flattened.
But this would be great on your wall when you finally get that new place. There you go.
Thank you, Bianco. I appreciate
Just
it.
Just for you.
We could have seen this live. That actually really hurts me now. But you know what? The real surprise was that if you got those tickets, we would have gone. And that's a lovely
I'm really sorry.
I will cherish this very...
I'll never live that down.
It looks like she's got a mo because there's a crease right above her face. But I love that. Thank you.
I was thinking more Voldemort. Anyway.
Hey.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
Good on you, Taylor.
Can't get enough.
Oh, I love this song.
You're welcome.
Oh, this has made my day. Thank you.
I got to do something, right?
Just me and Tay hanging out. Hey, I had, to put it lightly, an interesting experience yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, a friend of mine who may or may not listen to the show is having her baby shower this coming Sunday. And this is the first baby of my school group. It's a really big deal. It's really, really exciting.
That's exciting.
But with baby showers comes buying presents for the bebé, right?
Yep.
Which is something that I, as someone who doesn't see themselves having kids for at least a very long time, was quite an interesting experience yesterday when I went into a baby shop and I had to figure out what I wanted to buy for my friend and the bebé. Anyway, long story short, finally figured it out, went to a couple of stores. And I tell you what, the first store, I was a bit like, this is scaring me. But then once I got to like the third store, I really hit my stride. I knew exactly what I wanted to get. I knew the pieces I needed. I'm not going to say what I bought. I'll leave that to next week. I'm pretty excited for my friend to see it.
Was it a shaker?
A what?
What do they call it?
A rattle?
Hmm.
Okay, so I may be 5 years away. You're probably about 15 in terms of being a father. Anyway.
Oh, rude.
A shaker.
You don't know that. Maybe I already am a father.
You definitely, I can.
I'm not.
I can definitely tell
you're
not.
I've been single for 10 years.
Anyway, long story short, I went to make my final transaction for this present. at a baby store. And this is where things took a bit of a turn because I was conscious that this may happen. Anyway.
Would you like some wipes with that?
I wish that was what happened.
Nappies?
I wish. I went up to the counter with the item and the lady's like, how are you going today? I'm like, yeah, really good. Just this one, thank you. And she scans it and then she goes, oh. And she looks down, looks me up and down and goes, are you a member with us?
How far along are you?
And I was like, no. And then she's like, oh, is it a one-off thing then? Oh, no, she's like, do you want to sign up? And I said, oh, no, I'm good. And she's like, oh, is it a one-off thing? I said, yeah, it's my friend's baby shower. And then she was like, oh, cool. And then she starts talking about the item like nothing happened. Sorry? Like, I understand that I am at the age now where I could be a mother, as terrifying as that is for all. But and if she had said to me, are you a member? No. Okay, cool. But it was the sussing out whether or not I potentially have had children or was with child myself. And then the follow-up, do you want to sign up? My queen. I can't even get my own life together. I am the baby. I am not. And so anyway, it was a very awkward little conversation after that. I took my stuff and I left. And I think that'll be the last time I'm going to a baby shop for some time, I hope.
Jeez, you've just done the 360.
What?
I recall a few years back you said, I'd make a good mummy.
Well, I mean, my dog Norman, may he rest in peace, he absolutely would have attested to that. He was so spoilt.
So, mummy of fur baby, not real baby.
Not yet, no. I think that's a very, that's long term. There's a, I would say probably about a trip from here to the end of the earth and back before I potentially even think about having kids.
So a light year.
A light year.
Mm. As opposed to a heavy year. Oh, okay.
Mm. But yeah, I would love to hear if anyone else has had a similar situation. It was all very awkward. But can I tell you, I cannot wait. This time next week, I'm going to tell you one of the items I bought my friend's bebé. And oh, I'm so excited about it. You have no idea.
I'm just going to say this right now. Mm-hmm. When you're referring to babies as bebé, I don't think you're...
I don't think
you're fit to have a child.
Have you never seen Schitt's Creek?
Sorry?
Schitt's Creek?
Mm.
Schitt's.
This is Tones and Eyes.
The bebé.
Dreaming. I think Catherine's going to keep dreaming that one day she might have a child.
Not the mama.
Oh, boy. We love having Australian music included on our program. We also like interviewing Aussie artists as well. And joining us on the line now is Max Jackson, and she's got a new song that she's going to chat to us all about. Max, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Oh, it is an absolute pleasure. Now tell us everything about this new track of yours.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this new track, it's very fun. It's got a bit of a funny lyric. It might make people laugh, but I actually wrote it when I was in Nashville last year, and I pretty much wanted to bottle up the sound of the honky tonks down on Broadway, which is like such a different thing to Australia, because it's basically like nightclubs, but they just play country music. So that was the vibe that I wanted to create with this song.
For sure. And you had a massive year last year in 2023, signed with ABC Music, which is exciting. And I imagine the new songs come through ABC Music.
Yes. So I'm working on heaps of new music. And the first two songs that I've released through ABC is Little More Country and now this new single, Fixin' Things.
Oh, there's so much ahead of you. I'm so excited to see what you get up to in 2024, because it was a huge year for you last year. Congratulations, winner of the Golden Guitar for New Talent of the Year. You're pinching yourself, right? That is incredible.
Yeah, I absolutely am. I've been, you know, working at this for such a long time, but, you know, had this dream since I was a little girl and growing up loving country music and you know, having that dream to want to do it myself. So I'm always pinching myself and super grateful.
For sure. And I think the thing is too, I love that there really is, and whether Taylor Swift has something to do with it, I do not know, but the country music scene in Australia really is having this second wind, and it's through artists like yourself. What was it about the genre that you fell in love with?
You know what? I grew up in a little country town, so if I'm completely honest with you, I didn't know that there was any other kind of music than country music because that's what I was completely raised on. But what I fell in love with was the stories, and I think also how down to earth I think a lot of the artists are. So when my mum and dad would take me to shows, I really felt like the people that I was, you know, looking up to and watching were like my friends because they were sharing their stories and real parts of their life. So I think that's what I really connected with. And I think that, you know, you're right, country music is having a real moment in Australia, and it's, you know, really cool to see songs at number one on all genre charts. That are country songs. And I think it's really, I think people are just coming around to realizing that country music is really tied into Australian culture because, you know, when you go to a country music festival, it's all about community, getting together, having fun. You can even, you know, camp with your mates and have a great time. So I think people are just really probably hearing it for the first time even and coming around to how fun and how community-based it is.
For sure. And I read somewhere online recently that growing up, you were diagnosed with asthma. So to go from having asthma to becoming a permanent singer-songwriter is something you love. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, so actually it was when I was 3 months old, I was diagnosed with asthma, and my mum had to take me to Sydney because there was, you know, nothing they could do out in Canamble to sort of treat that. And when she took me to Sydney, they actually said to her, well, actually two of the best things that you can do for asthma is swimming and singing because you're really practicing controlling your breath. And so my mum put me into both of those things actually, and I became a really competitive swimmer at the time.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely fell in love with singing, and yeah, it really helped obviously my journey. And I mean, I'm really lucky to say that I don't actually have to be on any asthma medication or anything like that anymore, which is incredible. And that might just be my journey, but I was lucky in that sense that I got into these things that really helped me and obviously led to just my absolute dream of you know, being able to get up on stage and connect with people.
Oh, it's incredible. And well done to your parents for making that decision too, because look at the music that's coming out now because of that. You mentioned Nashville before. Now, we've spoken to a few artists who, in that genre of country music, who have headed over there, and they said it completely changed the way in which they wrote their music. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm so inspired by just the world of music, you know, the music that's coming out from everywhere in the world. So I think it's really cool to actually like put yourself into those different places and immerse yourself. And I think there's nothing like going to Nashville to write music. It's a very incredible experience to be able to go to the place where like every corner of the city is, you know, dedicated to country music. So yeah, it absolutely inspires me.
100%. I have to say as well, I really enjoyed your different version of Paint It Black by the Stones.
Mm. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I like to have a fair bit of fun on social media, of course. And yeah, I've been putting up these. So my last single was Little More Country. And so I had this idea. I was like, something fun to do across my socials. I might do, yeah, like well-known songs and then just make them a little more country. And they just sort of like took off. People really enjoyed obviously hearing songs that they've known, but in a different way. And
for sure.
So that was really fun. And it's sort of funny, like with this song now, with Fix and Things, I think the internet is such a crazy and fun place. There's actually just been a line dance choreographed for it in the UK that I just found.
That's
on
so
YouTube
cool.
By chance. So yeah, so it's like the internet has been a very fun place throughout my releases.
For sure. And what can we look forward to seeing from you in 2024? What's on the list of things you hope to achieve?
Lots of music. I really want to release as much music as I can this year, and always, you know, fun, positive, uplifting stuff to make people smile. And I want to get out and play as much as possible. So just getting around to as many places in Australia as I possibly can and shake as many music fans' hands as I can.
That's what we like to hear. Well, Max Jackson, it has been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this morning. Before we let you introduce this new song of yours to our audience, where can we find you on the socials?
Find me at Max Jackson Music. I love to have a chat and I'd love to see you there.
Awesome stuff. Could you please do us the honour of introducing your new song?
Of course. This is my brand new single. I hope it makes you dance, maybe in the car or wherever you are, and I hope it makes you smile. This is Fixin' Things.
I like to create problems for myself.
Oh, we know.
But I'm trying to resolve those.
Okay. How long's the list?
Quite long.
Yeah.
I could not tell you all of it in the next 15 minutes, and I'm not even going to try.
You've got 99 problems.
And toasting things isn't one of them.
Okay.
But it kind of is. So, for a long time, right, I would get my English muffin out. I would halve it, and I'd put it in the toaster. Mm-hmm. The toaster's in one corner of the kitchen.
Yep.
I would leave my plate and my knife to spread the spread on the English muffin on the other side of the kitchen. And when it was about right to take it out of the toaster, I would click the toaster and pull my English muffin out of the toaster, or get it out as best as I could. However, every time I would pull it out, I would put it in my hands as it's just come out, firing hot, and be like, oh, that's hot. I'm going to put it on the plate. And instead of getting both of them out at the same time and having that perfect temperature for both of them, I would be like, no, I can only manage one. Quickly get one, put it on the plate, and then go and get the other one. And I'd generally burn myself. Not fun. However, I was like, you know what? Carl, you can be better. It's time to be better. You're an adult. You need to act
allegedly
like an adult.
Yeah. Well,
so, I'm happy to report that I have changed my methods for toasting.
Oh.
And this is just me being better.
Okay.
I now take the plate and put it right next to the toaster.
Are we seriously doing a segment on how you toast your English muffin?
Yeah, when you can be better.
Is that what this show has come to?
Yeah, when you need to be better. When have you decided I need to be better and you've become better as a result of it? Because I feel like this is a big thing. Getting things, small things that, you know, like not refilling the stream of soda that I generally need to in order to have that stream of soda. I just drink it and I'm like, oh, I'm sure it'll fill itself up. No. Although, there was one that was overfilled, and I had to let a bit go so that we could have proper stream flow, which was good. I'm a good fixer. Eventually, I get there. 0404 000 736. Have you had the same struggle? Did you burn yourself with your toast constantly until you realised that you probably should just put the plate near the toast that's cooking? The toaster. In the toaster.
How old are you?
I don't know anymore. I think I'm nearing 30. I'm not too far off it.
It's taken 28 years for you to navigate getting a muffin out of the toaster.
27 in what month are we in? February. So March, April, May,
it's
June,
six
July,
months.
August. So I'm 27 and a half.
And
but who's counting? Me, just then. Do you have a method?
It's called being an adult. And yes, and I think I navigated it at about age 6, maybe 5.
Really? That early? Missin, have you got a method for cooking toast?
You've just given up. What is going on?
What do you mean?
Why are we doing
up?
This? I think I figured it out at around, age 7 or 8. Mm. So you're a long way behind, mate.
Oh, okay.
What? And I'll reiterate Catherine's question. Are we seriously talking about this on air?
Do you shampoo every day?
I do, thank you.
Do you?
Oh, I've had to. It's my whole... I used to be every second day and it was one of my greatest flexes. But then I had to do Brekkie Radio last year and then I had to and my hair is like falling out as a result of it.
I was told the other day that I'm using the wrong shampoo.
Oh.
And I'm disappointed because I thought the shampoo I had was working okay for me, but my hair clearly is a mess.
It's not just your hair.
Can never get on top of things. It's very difficult. Why is life so difficult?
Yes, shampoo and toasting. It is. It is very tough.
They are two of life's hardest things to get just spot on. I don't think I ever will get my hair right.
I was so impressed when you were making smoothies this morning, and now this.
Well, I can't eat my English muffins anymore. I've been instructed not to. I've got to stick to the juice for 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, okay. I think you've done us all a favour. Which, speaking of favours, let's do another one and go to a song.
Yeah.
You know what's coming up? Reflection section.
Oh, I've got a lot to reflect on, believe me.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're finally talking.
I'm glad you finally let me onto this program.
Hey, kids, stop fighting. Leave it for the second podcast.
What?
I need to get my story straight.
You timed that to a T.
Thank you. I've got the ear for it.
Who's starting? Should Jack start?
Yeah, I always like, because Jack always has an agenda.
He's brutal.
Segment.
I'm not. I'm delightful. Shut up.
Who was best on ground today, Misson?
You were.
Ah, oh, that's a first.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Sorry.
And
what, you're best on every week.
Oh, what, no.
She is. But this is what I've learnt.
Okay.
Is that Bianco can't toast his English muffins.
And oh, don't honestly, bring it up again, Jack.
Well, I'm just reflecting on how far behind the eight ball he is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
What have I got? And KP, you're able to navigate uncomfortable conversations in baby stores quite smoothly. So bravo to you.
Thank you so much.
This isn't a one-sided reflection at all.
And well, just to clarify, I do not have a child. I will not be picking up that membership
anytime
soon.
What was his name? Jay, if I remember correctly.
That's a very niche joke, and we don't need to go into that in the reflection section. Thank you so much.
But okay. If you're listening to us November 19, who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows?
What?
That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. That's not a reflection. That's just a joke. And that clearly didn't come off as much as what I'd hoped. Jack laughed, though. I got a laugh out of Jack.
That was
That's
very
rare.
Funny.
Thank you.
What have you learned today, Bianco?
Apparently you're pregnant.
I'm...
Is that why you're so...
I noticed she was a little bit sick this morning. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's hanging out with the two of you.
And that's why she didn't have breakfast.
Mm,
but usually that has the opposite effect. You're hungry. You're being good, though. But she was drinking across the weekend.
Can I just say, two men talking about the fertility of a woman, that's not problematic at all. I've learnt today that both of you are getting cancelled.
Well, you can't be cancelled when you already have been.
Have you?
Yeah, what I got cancelled a long time ago.
Oh, swearing on this radio station?
When I decided to go rogue and quit the show.
Yeah, that wasn't
good. I got cancelled after that.
Anyway, more reflections, please. Sorry,
guys. I've learned that, well, I always knew this anyway, the Australian music scene, absolutely popping. Thank you so much to, well, we had two featured artists this week.
We did.
So lucky.
We are very lucky.
You're welcome. I booked them in. That's fine.
On that note, this is Dua Lipa's training session. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful week.
Have a great week. We'll do it all again. Same
See ya.
Time, same place next week. Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.